In Washington, D.C., the city's iconic cherry trees are expected to blossom early this year, actually 3 weeks earlier than normal. That's because Washington, like cities across the U.S., has been experiencing a strange winter, its third driest and least snowy on record. Similarly, in Minneapolis, February records show not even a half an inch of snowfall. The season started out with record highs in Alaska and Florida. And in the Northeast, late winter temperatures have been bouncing between 17 and 70 degrees. And on the West Coast, residents from California to Washington are getting one of their wettest, coldest winters, with some places getting more than double the precipitation they'd normally get. Dave Samuel is senior meteorologist for AccuWeather.com. He joins us now. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
And let's start with what's been happening on the West Coast, which has gotten most of the attention. All of this precipitation, rain and snow hitting these western states. What's been happening there, and what does it mean now that we head into the spring?
Yeah, the number one culprit of bringing the storminess to the West Coast has been a very strong North Pacific jet stream. It's just something we have not had in the last several years. The water temperatures have been colder than normal in the North Pacific and Gulf of Alaska. Meanwhile, towards Hawaii and just north of Hawaii, the water temperatures have been warmer than normal. So the jet stream loves that difference of temperature. So basically, if you draw a line through that area, the jet stream is pointing right at California and the rest of the West Coast. So it's delivered storm after storm. We've seen upwards of 90 to 100 inches of just a rainfall at some of the western slopes of the Sierra. And of course, that's been as much as 400 to 500 inches of snow in some of the mountains. So mostly it's been good news. We've had a lot of snow. So the snow will slowly melt through the summer, at least leading to plenty of water for the water supply out there.
You say slowly melt. I'm wondering if there's going to be a problem with flooding because of all that moisture.
Yeah, in the short term, definitely, because if we get a storm with higher snow levels, it'll melt some of that snow quicker. Warm rain will really melt snow a lot quicker than it will if it's just a clear and dry season. Then and later in the summer, the snow will melt. Even if we get some serious heat, we'll see that melting, possibly raising rivers, and they'll be running higher than normal probably a good chunk of the summer.
Okay, now let's move to the Midwest, because the numbers are really striking. 146 years of record keeping in Chicago. This is the first time they've ever seen no snow in January and February. What's going on in the Midwest?
Yeah, this is basically a result of the pattern across the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific jet stream has just been bombarding the West Coast like we were talking about. That also delivers Pacific air to the rest of the country. And by the laws of thermodynamics, so that air goes over the Rocky Mountains, then is forced to go down in elevation. And as air sinks, it warms. And that has basically, in a nutshell, resulted in some very warm temperatures across the Midwest. And the storm track has been pretty much non-existent across the Midwest. We've had a few East Coast storms, but things have come together too far east for places like Chicago, Des Moines, and Minneapolis to get in on the snow.
And as we head into the spring, what are the consequences of that for the Midwest?
Yeah, basically, a dry winter a lot of times can lead to some excessive heat building out there, and of course, the implications for dry weather with drought. So unfortunately, a drought tends to breed drought. When you get into a pattern, it's hard to get out of it because the plants have moisture. They supply the atmosphere with the evaporation. Transpiration, and if that's not going on, we kind of mess up the cycle. So that is a concern as we head into the spring and summer, especially towards the plains. The further east in the Midwest you go, we've had a little bit more moisture this winter.
And what about in the east? We're seeing in Washington, D.C., extreme drought. And here in the Northeast, we've had a very strange winter with many days that felt much more like spring and not a whole lot of precipitation.
Yeah, some places are running below normal precipitation. Washington, D.C. is right about 70% of what they should have since December 1st. And I think the most notable thing about the Northeast winter, obviously the warm weather, but also the changes we've seen. We've had huge variations from day to day. Just a few weeks ago in February, we dealt with a snowstorm just a day after. It was near 70 degrees in parts of Pennsylvania and New York. So very unusual, but we've seen these huge swings. Mostly it's been swings to warmer weather, but it's certainly averaged out to be several degrees warmer than normal from December through February across the Northeast U.S.
What does that mean for the trees, the flowers in the Northeast that are already budding? And, you know, we're only in early March, so it could get cold again.
Yeah, exactly right. Across a good portion of the Northeast, the average date of the last freeze is not until April. So we have a lot of time to go. And once you get those blooms to form, yeah, that's when we have problems, because then they're susceptible to freezing temperatures. And that could cause the loss of a fruit crop, apples or peaches. They're susceptible. Once they start blooming and they freeze, then you don't get apples during the summer. So in some cases, we'll have enough cold weather in March to kind of hold things back a little bit here. But some areas, we've already seen that blooming occurring. So they'll be in trouble because all it takes is one cold night in April with temperatures in the 20s, and you have a lot of problems.
So some people may hear you say all of this, all this strange weather around the country, and say, isn't this climate change?
Yeah, it certainly seems to be changing. Obviously, we've had a lot of warm weather, a lot of up and down, volatile weather. I believe we had our first tornado in February in Massachusetts just a week or so ago. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to deny that we're seeing much warmer temperatures as a whole across a good portion of the country.
That's Dave Samuel, senior meteorologist for AccuWeather.com. Dave, thanks.
You're welcome.